Welcome to the 359. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
I'm Joni Salzman.
On March 25th, the world will change forever. Apple, the company that brought you the iPhone. Come on, this is, I'm trying to
do it. No,
to get
do it. Movie trailer voice it.
Yeah, is expected to unveil its rumored video service at a press event at its Cupertino, California headquarters. It's very obvious that this is probably what's going to happen
right.
because their invitation said it's showtime on it. So they're not even hiding it.
No.
Joan, you're going to be at the event. Is this a big deal or a really big deal? Tell us all about it.
In a world where Netflix already has over a million subscribers, how big of a deal is it that Apple is doing? So it's a big deal in the sense that it's a big deal for Apple in the sense that iPhone sales, as we know, revenue is going down. And Apple has said that they want services like Apple Music and presumably this Netflix-like service. They want subscriptions and that like recurring money to be coming in, to be a bigger part of their business.
And so that part of their business has been doing really well lately.
Yeah, it's been doing well. So this would be a big part of that push. But like outside of the Apple bubble, like they've been spending, they had a reportedly $1 billion budget on content, which
isn't actually that much compared to some of the other. It is a lot.
It's a lot.
Compare that to Amazon and Netflix.
Well, Netflix's budget, it's hard to keep track, but I think it's something, I can't remember. I think it's like $13 billion including marketing. I think it's $10 billion just for content and then another $3 billion just for marketing.
Wow.
I think, and I could be getting that wrong. Honestly, it's just so, Netflix is so, but the thing about Netflix is it like makes everybody in Hollywood make their jaws drop how much money they spend. So it's not exactly a good barometer to go up against. $1 billion is a lot compared to HBO, compared to Hulu, compared to Amazon, which does not spend as much. It's spending more, but does not spend as much as, nobody spends as much as Netflix. But what's interesting is that not only do we have Netflix, but Apple's releasing the service. Disney's going to be releasing a service like it later this year. There's going to be a service from Warner Media, which is owned by AT&T, which is the owner of HBO, next year. So it's happening at this time where there's been more competition for this kind of subscriber than ever over the next year.
Does that worry Netflix at all, or are they feeling pretty comfortable?
I think they're feeling fine considering that they have like 130 million subscribers globally. They're so far out ahead of the competition, wherein the competition is just starting. But I will say, Spotify, though, it still has more global subscribers than Apple Music. Apple Music, kind of to a degree that no one really expected, like really quickly got into second place. And in the US, it's even estimated that Apple Music has more subscribers than Spotify just here. So I wouldn't, never count Apple out of a race when they're really, really dedicated.
You definitely can't do that. So it'll be really interesting to see more about that. And obviously price will also be an interesting element. We'll see how that goes. But also wanted to get to another story. There's a neck and neck subscriber contest between PewDiePie and T-Series. That's continuing with T-Series taking the subscriber crown briefly again. I kind of know or care about this. Maybe. Is this important? Like PewDiePie claims that this has something to do with like, This is capturing the soul of YouTube to a certain extent because he's like a
right.
single YouTuber, whereas T-Series is a whole production studio.
Right.
Is it that important?
It matters a lot to PewDiePie and to his fans because it means a lot to have the crown as like the most subscribed channel. It means a lot for PewDiePie. As far as I know, T-Series hasn't really talked about anything, but it does raise this issue of like, is it a fair comparison, T-Series being like a record label with constant content coming out? High production value stuff, and then you know, PewDiePie's just a dude.
He's one person
in his apartment in front of a microphone.
It's startling to me that he's managed to keep the crown as long as he has
right.
since late 2013, and his views. I saw in our story today, 20 billion.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
Yeah, he's been
Good
the
for
king
him.
For a really, really long time, for like 4 years, 6 years, something like that.
Pretty incredible.
So, yeah.
Either way, if you want to read more about these stories, check them out on CNET. I'm Ben Fox Rubin.
Joni Salzman.
Thanks for listening.